From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting Europe braces for a new wave of refugees. The word has gotten out that passage through Hungary is now easier for migrants. Hundreds arrived by train Sunday in Vienna. Officials in Hungary have decided to allow thousands of stranded refugees to travel by train to the border. In Vienna, Austrian relief workers and other volunteers offered tea, cigarettes, candy, food, clothing, and blankets to the migrants. Thailand's return to democracy stalled Sunday when the military-backed legislature rejected a proposed new constitution. The National Reform Council rejected the proposed charter by a vote of 135 to 105, with 7 members abstaining. The junta will now form a new committee, which will have 6 months to write a new constitution, which must be approved by the legislature before it goes to a referendum. That means elections will likely not occur until sometime in 2017. Guatemala is holding general elections today. The vote comes in the wake of a corruption scandal that triggered the resignation of President Otto Perez Molina late last week. Sunday's presidential, congressional, and municipal elections are for a 4-year term to begin in 2016. Until then, former Vice President Alejandro Maldonado will lead Guatemala. South Sudan's rebel leader says his group will ratify a recently signed peace agreement on Tuesday. Former President, Vice President Riek Machar told VOA he is committed to a full implementation of the agreement, but he said he has petitioned mediators and regional leaders about the government's violations of the agreement. Both sides have accused the other of violating the ceasefire. This is VOA News.